I'd like to call the Newtown Borough Council December 7th work session to order. Please join me in a moment of silence as we remember the data listening to me, followed by the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I truly am well. I think I will get one.
Thank you. All right. Emergency.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we'll see where the water goes. And I was not coughing at all. Literally in place for this. So. Yeah. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Okay, public to be heard. Okay, engineer's report.
I have no agenda items for you tonight, but I should add something on the Washington Avenue, Lincoln Avenue traffic signal.
Okay.
And that is that we got a review letter back from PennDOT. Unfortunately, it wasn't yet an approval. Three minor items. One is that we need to get a business partner ID, which you just helped we now have. And then I should have said all minor items. One is the pedestrian all stop that we had talked about we wanted to, they're questioning that. So we have to revisit that. So I'll probably get a meeting together with probably the Hineses and Tara, and we'll talk about it. Okay. That was all that I have, except that if I could go a little out of order, I see the Friends meeting.
Mm-hmm.
People, representatives are here and I don't see them on the agenda. And I wouldn't want them to be here all day. Were you under the understanding that you would be on the agenda from Mike?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's
so I think there might have been a miscommunication. I know you were, Ben, you were on the Planning Commission agenda on Monday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And I know we received your plan some time ago. I know I have a copy of them. But I'm afraid something happened in between. So, Mike, I'll take your guidance, but I think since you're here, we should have the opportunity to talk to council.
Sure. It'll
about it.
Taking
and,
the
Mariana, what do you think?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before we head over there, going back to the engineering report,
sure.
I walked over and saw the new crosswalk by State and Court Street across from the liquor store.
Penn,
okay, so that's now installed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to defer to the Walk Safety Committee to take a look at that because the cars are really speeding and there's no indication that there's a crosswalk there. So I think that's something we should take a look at because there's no signage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the one that we did for the road program. You're talking about the one for the development.
Development, yeah.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. when you're coming around that curve, you don't know. It's like the one that's on Newtown Yardley Road where Terra Street is, where the town had to put additional signage and everything because nobody saw that crosswalk.
Okay.
So I just like to defer to the walk committee to take a look and see if they have a recommendation.
We could look into it, maybe crosswalk or headstone or something.
Yeah, did they paint those little triangles on the road in front of that, or is that in front of the one at Penn? You know what I'm talking about?
No, there's no triangles. It's a brand new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's required.
We can look into that.
Okay, if you would, please. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't want to emphasize.
You're nice.
And
there are two people I would have asked, so that's good. Sure.
And our apologies that you're not on the agenda. I'm not sure what happened there. But you know, there's a, we like to follow the process. We need to follow the process. So I'm not sure who, and Michelle, do you want to lead into that? Or
I wasn't even
Mike,
prepared for that.
Mike, would you like to lead into it?
I'm without a
where they were going to be here either. I know that we're working on the agreements with Michelle, getting them mm-hmm. getting them
not ready. Even yet, because yeah. this is an amended plan that was previously approved by council. The amended final plan, I don't know if it would be appropriate for them to present their plan to council tonight.
Did you bring the plan with you?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem. No. We're not voting tonight. We're not not on the agenda. They can, if they want to make a presentation, they can. So if you would like to.
It would be good because, I mean, everybody can know, as you set it up, why don't you go ahead and set it up, that there was an initial application and approval process before most of you were on here, and they were looking to put a parking lot in the front area, but then I went up and there was a lot of trees and there was a lot of, you know, internal angst about it. And so they're now looking to instead extend along the side. The reason they needed to do this to begin with was they had a very long-standing agreement with stockbrokers who owned the empty lot to the north of their meeting house property, and they used that for parking. But when that was sold to the developer, who's now putting in Fort Estate, they lost their parking. And so they are parking in stopping walks and walking up, or parking in the community or carpooling and make kinds of arrangements. But this will allow them to have some more parking. So that was the goal. And they've revised their original plan and said they prefer to do this, and this allows them to save the trees up front and not have a parking lot in front of the historic building, which I think is the goal. So I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn. I'm just trying to give that background.
And I could add just a little bit more that this is exactly the same plan, except that they're removing one of the parking lots.
Right. So everything's in place in terms of the protection of various trees and all a lot of stuff that went through with the various committees before.
Yes.
So
sure, just
question. Is this part of the engineer's report, or do we have the money in the
I think since this is an informal presentation and it's involved in a project that is listed on the engineer's report, I believe that it would be appropriate to do it right now. It would be fine to do it right now if you wish.
It's not listed on the engineer's report.
No, it's not like that.
It's 219 Court Street, New Town Friend Meeting. Fifth one down.
Washington.
Oh, you're looking at November.
Oh, it's on yours, Mike.
Oh, I'm looking at my
All right. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's for, it was our understanding to be here tonight and also next week's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go through, I'll try to be mm-hmm. brief. But this is the original plan that was mm-hmm. approved last year. So it was about 18 months ago, or last year. We were all still on Zoom at the time. So this plan does show this front parking lot was proposed, and that involved a rain garden down in this corner, and we're also removing three trees at that time. And those trees were 20 inch diameter or 16 inch and also 8 inch. So two of them at least were fairly good sized trees. And there was a 16 parking spaces that were in this lot. And the lot back here, I think it was like 10 existing spaces, and we're proposing 12 more for a total of 22 parking spaces. But I have a plan here showing, that's just the existing feature, just wanted to comment. There's an existing driveway right here that runs through the meeting house, and that is going to be removed as part of this, still as part of this plan, which will then be replaced with green space. So it'll be vegetated and be grassed areas. So that is some impervious. That is being removed. The area out front here has a net decrease in impervious coverage because of that. This is the current plan right here. You can see this front parking lot was removed. Those three trees will remain. It does show the area where that driveway is going to be removed. And then the back area here, nothing had changed from the previous plan. All the changes were removals of everything up here. The back area was adding the parking space, still adding the small basin in the back here, adding some trees. And this plan was just updated just for presentation tonight. At the Planning Commission meeting the other night, we were adding two more trees. We had a discussion with them. We were adding, we actually met with the friends They had, we had a quick committee meeting. There was probably five or six of us on a call yesterday, kind of talk about it and where to put the trees. And we thought putting two additional trees, we already had two trees proposed to replace two trees that had been removed. Mm-hmm. So we're adding two more trees down there, black tupelo trees that are would be good with the rain garden and vegetated areas back there. So, and it provides some more shade and some buffers. And that's just basically the presentation. We can answer questions or go more into the thought process that the meeting had as well to where we came to this.
A couple questions. Have you talked to the developers of State and Court as to the proximity of what you're doing to their driveway area and their curb area and potential runoff issues?
I haven't. I'm not familiar with what they're doing there.
Their road is going to go along your what I'm going to call your fence line, from Court Street all the way to the
other side to the north.
Oh, this side.
And there is a gap. Yeah. They have a bit of a gap. They're not exactly at it, but they are close.
They're going to be very close. And we made a special effort to save the tree to the court side of the stables. So we've worked with that developer to make sure we protect the property where the Friends Meeting House is. But we have a problem at Chancellor where because of the direction of the pavement, we have water runoff into Green Street. So I'm very concerned about what direction you're planning to have the water come from that new area. Is it going down the reservoir or will it tip and spill into the neighbor's yard?
It's going down to that rain garden in the lower right hand side. And in fact, on State and Court Street, along that northerly property boundary, Chris, could you mind showing that again? They have landscaping pretty much entirely along that property boundary. State and Court does.
Okay. Because I didn't want to create a problem where we'd have runoff of your property to their property.
Yeah, not the case here.
Okay, we worked very hard on what that borderline and to protect all the vegetation that leans over into the other property. Mm-hmm. So that was my concern.
Okay. The waiver request, I'll make one more comment. The waiver requests that were approved previously, they're the same waiver requests, and the Planning Commission reaffirmed the recommendation for approval of those waiver requests.
Mm-hmm. Assuming you get approvals, what's your construction timeline?
I anticipate probably this spring.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a selected contractor in?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Could you give us a little bit of the story of why this decision was made by the meeting?
Sure. Thank you, Peter. I'd be best able to speak on that.
I'm sorry, can I take your name for the
sure. My name is Peter. Last name is Barry, Bari.
Okay.
And my name is Chris, Kris. And last name is Rice, Reiss.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much for the question. And I'm also going to be brief, knowing that you guys have a lot on the agenda. As Chris said, about 18 months ago, we had a conditional approval for the whole plan and we were ready to go ahead and get the bids and get the construction going. But the Friends, we call ourselves Friends, it's a religious society of the Friends. So the Friends felt our commitment to the environment and maintaining, being good stewards of that environment so strongly that there was a discernment process of whether we really need all this blacktop. And that lasted a while, and anybody who is familiar with the process in Friends meetings, 18 months is super fast. I did not say that. But, in these 18 months, the unity slowly emerged and the unity was that we're going to try to cope with just the 12 added spots and try to save some green areas and the energy that does not need to go into producing platforms. All that stuff. That was the motivation. So we asked Chris to basically remove that and restock it. Thank you, David.
Well done. Thank you. Uh-huh. Additional information. When we met the last time with you folks, we reminded the congregation that it's free parking in the municipal lots on Sundays. If you go from in front of the old liquor store on Center, you now have to pass the Croissant Bakery. So I encourage you that, and that's been an unbelievable success. They're open on Sundays. And if you order in advance, you can feed the multitude. So have them park over there and stop at the Croissant Sound.
Because I did exactly that. By the time the meeting was over,
they're done.
They were sold out.
Order in advance. Buy out the whole thing. But anyway, just want to remind the congregation, we more than welcome them to the municipal lots on Sundays. And, hopefully, the availability of those parking spaces, including along the hardware store in that area, it will supplement the area you're building and overcome the, what you're going to preserve, which I really appreciate.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks. Does anybody have any more questions? And so we'll look forward to getting the Planning Commission's summary from in their minutes. And usually Mark writes a letter fairly quickly with, you know, here's what we voted, here's what we approved, so that we get it. And then followed by the official minutes. So we'll have that on the agenda for next week. Is that the plan? Or are we going to wait until next month then?
Yeah, my question is, is this going on the next week's agenda for an approval?
Mike, what do you think?
Placing it on next week for agenda for approval? Yeah, that's what you... I don't think there's a whole lot more that needs to be done with this.
It's not very complicated. So my question then for council is, because you're seeing this now, the plans have been available for a while, and if you didn't go in and get a copy, then you're seeing it now, and this is the sort of presentation discussion point. So I know everybody didn't have that opportunity, but if you feel pretty good about it, and knowing the Planning Commission is good, Michelle's good, and it's a simple adjustment, then we can put it on next week's agenda.
Is there a time period that we have to give notice?
It's the same time limit under the MPC for once the application is made.
And they were, sorry, Mike, and they were nice enough to grant the extension.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we can put it on. We're not
correct.
Right.
We don't have
a time. Right.
But with an amended final plan that is actually removing a feature such as impervious surface, there really isn't much review that needs to be done, but it's actually for the better. It's usually when they're adding something that you need to do your calculations or whatever, but this is removing impervious and mm-hmm. removing a feature. So it's a pretty standard amended final plan, but it does have to be amended because you've already approved the original plan.
Okay, so we just vote to amend it.
Is there a standard by which we would have to make them start all over again as compared to amending a plan? What is the guideline for how we're supposed to react to when somebody comes and says, well, I've changed my mind, I want to do something else?
So that guideline usually kicks in when the engineer and I say, this is a completely different plan than what was originally presented to you. There's not really sort of any sort of hard and fast rule other than when you look at it and it no longer resembles the original plan that was presented to you, then that's when you can say this isn't an amended final, that this probably needs to be a brand new plan and needs to start the whole process again. This obviously was not the case here. They're just taking away a parking lot. But
the only prerequisite for notice is I would inform the developers at Court and State, and I think Judy has the address for those people, just to let them know something's happening on the adjoining property. They're very nice people. They've been very cooperative. They've done everything they're supposed to on plans. I think it would just be a nice gesture to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Michelle, do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. I know the woman from back in school.
We'll be voting.
in his report.
That was in the solicitation.
Huh?
It was in the solicitation. Okay, Mike?
All right. There's a question?
Yeah, Dennis and I, celebrating the Temperance 250-year opening, it brought to my attention that we completed, what street is that?
The Hungry 10.
The Hungry 10. There's a driveway, and the issue is, did we issue a letter to the
end
unit person?
Three times we notified them.
Which property?
Is this about the work program?
Yeah.
Okay. My letter. Oh, yeah, right. Yes.
About the
South Lincoln and Lafayette.
Right.
South Lincoln and Lafayette.
Right.
This is the sidewalk.
Yes. This is the sidewalk that goes nowhere.
It's the concrete curb. Yes. Okay. Now that we all know on Lafayette Street.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's been done.
And the question about whether or not they
need to pay it,
and we wrote them a letter telling them
that they need to pay.
And if not, we'll avail ourselves to everything we can.
But I didn't realize that they had been notified three times previously that this was happening, and they'd never
contacted us. Right. They received three letters before and during the construction, and it was only after we sent the letter saying here's the amount you owe, remit payment, that they brought the question up.
So it's over now.
Okay.
Very much so.
We just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
Because it was an open issue on completing the 2022 programs.
Well, payment is the 2022 program is complete. Yes.
I just payment. Yeah.
And that slides into the budget items. So
gotcha.
That's why we're running. Thank you, Dennis.
Right.
Thank you. Our report should have been sent out. There's nothing, there's no action items. There's nothing really to report. Mostly the report is some ongoing items that we've been working on for some time, including Newtown Friends, which you just heard from, which was in my report. So if there are any questions, happy to answer them about our report.
You were having a billing problem in the summer.
Horrible.
And because budget and finance wants to be able to book things and pay bills on time, are you current?
I think we're all caught up. Okay. I'll double check with Pat tomorrow, but I believe that we are all caught up.
Please do so that we can close the books on 2022.
We replaced our accountant earlier in the year, brought somebody in, and they encountered the reason we... our accountant was doing a bad job. So the new people we brought in had a horrible mess to untangle.
Okay.
And they untangled.
That was your problem, but our problem is we want to pay our bill.
I believe we're okay. Oh no, I'm very happy to tell everybody publicly how the last person did. I want everyone to know, but yes.
Okay, but we only have so many days to write checks.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so please do that.
The bigger question is the new accountant doing a good job?
They yeah.
Only if they get the bills in. I'm balanced it. Carry over accounting.
All right. So now we'll head over to Mr. Mayor if there's no more questions. And I do want everyone to know that the application for the run that was in the chair file had chiefs saying this was no good on it, but the map that was in there was correct. They gave an updated map, which chief had originally suggested to them, and they came back with that. But there wasn't a whole new form done. So if you look, I looked at it and I thought, oh, is this the incorrect one? The chief said no. But the map is correct. So it does have them coming down from the Athletic Association down Penn and then turning and then going up back up
center.
Yeah, in a rectangle. So I just want to let everybody know that. All right, John.
Thank you. Just a couple of things before we're gonna obviously you guys have that, but for Tuesday, I want to, if I could add to the agenda, we have quite a few people to thank for this weekend that we just had, which was pretty phenomenal. So I'll get, maybe Judy, you and I can work together just to put a list of that together. And we also spoke about, did we say Tuesday for Ron, or are we doing that on Sunday? It was a little bit of both.
A little bit about
the council meeting. So we'll prepare that for Tuesday. But also, and I wanted to run this by everyone, Judy had suggested, obviously, maybe someone speaking for Sue at Sunday.
I just think with all the volunteers together, you know, we've got the community.
And I mean, just personally, as much as I loved working with Sue, I didn't know her as well as maybe some of you. And I think maybe that would be if someone wanted to volunteer.
I would do that.
Okay.
Limited to 250 words.
You got it. and then with Ron, obviously, if anyone wants to stand up and say anything, feel free to do so. But I think that would be great. And I'm literally like writing down names of organizations and people to thank for this weekend. So I'll get that all together for that. But there's a lot there. A lot of people chipped in. And then with regards to the 5K, I mean, I don't know if anyone has any questions around it. The traffic pattern and the layout seems to be good.
Yeah. The original plan called for them to use Washington, and I told them they're going to use Washington. It'll be too much. Difficulty during the traffic flow and certain amount of work with the fire. And we typically don't allow people to use Washington for the surface. So it's not unusual to decline something.
Vince, they have a running club there too. Vince actually is my trainer from time to time at the club. And he has been asking me about a race he wanted me to be involved in, and I just didn't have the time. But I don't know if there's any questions about it or anything, but we'll.
I have a question for Chief. Their application says additional police services not required. No. Okay, I was
like,
I'm sorry. Okay. So those are the two that are out, and that you still be made of anything for them.
What time of day is this going to happen?
8 a.m.
To 10 a.m.
To 10 a.m. Will they be entering?
No, that'll be the time of the
Will they be entering Penn Street opposite the flow of traffic?
They'll be coming down Penn.
The chance
they're never going to be opposite of the like the one way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, they are on center.
They are, yeah. Right. So they're looping. Trying to think. They're looping down Penn.
Do you want to come and print out the color copy? Because the one on the share file was hard for me to read.
Stay consistent with the traffic flow.
Right.
You could make it right on
the road will be.
Yeah, to make it right on Elm, a left on Center, a left on Congress, and then left on Penn, and that would keep them in the traffic flow.
But they're running. They're pedestrians, so they're allowed to go against the.
The cars are coming up Penn Street with no advance notice that it's going to be a dead end at Congress for an hour and a half to 2 hours.
They're making this a chance or not Congress. So there isn't a one-way issue there.
My map shows it's Congress.
Yeah. The map here says Congress. Got it.
And people are going to come up from State and Court Street and not know there's
They need a better map. And then I want to look at it on the computer. Kind of tandem to that is, you know, a lot of that one block of Center Avenue between Lincoln and Congress, those people don't have driveways. They park on that street. Are they going to be allowed to park there, or is parking going to be restricted?
We typically will put up no parking signs just so that we don't have people saying that they're not able to get out during those periods. So we just limit the no parking during that time from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I feel a little bad about that because they don't have driveways, so that's where they park for their house.
But where are you talking about? Does it have driveways?
The one block on Center between Congress and Lincoln.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So people on the left side, I'll call it the left side.
You mean Chance, Congress, and Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, on Center.
I mean, those people have driveways. So they're going to be inconvenienced.
That's my only concern.
And then we have a similar
problem. What has happened in the past? Have there been races that have gone up that road in the past? Yeah. And do people complain about it?
No.
Okay. There's never been people who are upset.
And the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Typically, what you know, we've done in other similar races that if somebody needs to get out, we sort of know where the runners are going before you can like let people out.
I know I've heard Marshall several, and you know, so people are very kind in cars. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, can you just give us a couple minutes?
Right.
And when you see a group of people coming,
so most of the runners are packed together.
Yeah.
You see them coming and say, hold on. As soon as the last runner goes by, the boys get.
Yeah, and they're all fine. And then the walkers are like, go ahead.
My problem is what notice will be at Court Street and State Street not to enter Penn Street for 2 hours?
The barricades.
Right? The barricades. No. The barricades are at Penn in Congress. They're not at Court and State. So if you make the left or right to come into Penn Street to go down to the CVS,
mm-hmm.
you are now trapped and you have to back up on a one-way street to get out.
Can you go left on Court?
No, because you're gonna.
Describing again?
Yeah, I'm not thinking. Where are you saying it again?
This turn is at Congress.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Where there's a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Street is one way.
It has to be blocked further up.
Yeah,
it's going to have to be blocked at Court.
Yeah, because then they can turn down Court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Court mm-hmm.
No, it's blocked at Congress.
So if it's something put out at Court Street telling people that don't go that extra block, that block is closed.
Yeah, you can put it, yeah.
Unless you live there.
Which
some
of us do.
There's usually a little gap. It's like sometimes, like where I live, they'll close things at Congress. Like I have to go around, you know.
No, but that's a one-way street, and it's part of the circular traffic flow in the town. And to close that off without any notice at Court or State Street.
Oh, there has to be notice, yeah.
We need some type of notice or some type of blockage.
Just so people don't get stuck, and like you said, at the back.
Yeah, we don't want people backing up on a one-way street
mm-hmm.
where there's already speeding coming up, especially with the croissant shop. So I'm just saying we have to address that problem, Chief, because please back up to the
question. So if everybody's generally okay with it, then I think we vote on it next week. If we maybe Chief, would it be helpful for us to have full clarification? Going this direction,
right.
Turn here,
yeah.
We're gonna block this, we're gonna block that. That way where everybody's prepared for it.
Right. If they were to make, come out of where they're in at the cemetery, they make the right one Elm, the left one Center, go out Congress, and then back up Penn, and that's
consistent with traffic flow, and then we need to protect Court and or State Street.
And they're doing that. They're not going all the way down Penn, then going back up Center. Right. They're turning on the cemetery, right?
Like they're only doing the loop through the borough, and the rest of the time they're just backtracking where they came down from the net.
Yeah, and it's fairly straightforward otherwise. So. Okay.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, they're coming down the Elm, making a right, right on Elm, left on Center, left on Chancellor, or left on Congress, and then left on Penn, and then there's still mm-hmm. the traffic line.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And that might be the way it's done. That's how I interpreted their map when they
Nope. Chief, here's the application. Here's the application.
That goes back into the
show. Thank you for working on that.
While you're busy making proclamations, do you want to do one for the 250th Temperance House and have something attractive with a seal and a ribbon hanging up?
Yeah, I talked to her briefly about that. I don't think she understood what I was talking about. And she doesn't like the attention. But yeah, I mean,
she doesn't have to come. She's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Not embarrassed because of it, but embarrassed publicly.
She did a wonderful job.
She did.
She did. And did a great job on the tree. A lot of extra work for the community. So, is that it, Mr. Mayor?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so regarding Zoom meetings, once we had to go off of Zoom entirely because the state's emergency declaration was over, we had this Zoom set up here in Borough Hall because it allowed members of the public to attend remotely. Sometimes, we could be on it. But we only recently have come back fully with a full council in council chambers where we're not using the sewer authority for the extra space or, having people away or sadly not with us anymore. And at capacity, we need to use that end of the table for everybody to be able to have room to write and put their papers out. And going forward, we'll maintain the Zoom. It's great for the board and committee meetings for people to be able to attend remotely. It's useful if any of us are not here and want to attend remotely, then that would become, whoever's not here, that would become your chair, so we can see you. But for the general public, we have just the audio. It's like a recording, you can listen to it. But I would propose that we don't need to keep the video anymore. And I want to have a discussion with council, hear what everybody thinks, because if we keep the video, somebody's got to be at an angle, or what I really don't want to have is any of us having to have our back to council. To the audience, when this is our public. So we can stop doing the video going forward and have it.
Isn't it just on you now?
It is, yeah. And for the next year, for when we advertise and to be able to say this is what we're doing, I'd like to not have it be audio, be video on the screen. So that way the mayor can sit in his chair. So I'm wondering what everybody thinks about that.
Sounds fine to me. That's what we're doing.
For some reason, I thought we already had this discussion.
Discussion with all of us, with everybody in their input and publicly. And I see some our hand raised.
Okay, so I noticed that last month you did that audio only. Right?
Yeah.
So I listened to the audio, which is certainly not as good as being. Mm-hmm. I also noticed today your audio only, except that participants came on as video. I don't know if you realize that.
I saw that.
Yeah, I told Diane, put her camera off. We can see you wandering around, but then she couldn't hear. Because when she signed in on Zoom, her camera came on, so you're seeing her. So we have two comments. First of all, your camera is not solidly attached to your screen.
Right.
You could relocate your camera wherever you want in the room. You could get a longer cable. You could put it up on a coat rack if you want. The second thing is that if you're going to, are you therefore not allowing public participation through Zoom? In which case, there is no point in having an audio simultaneously. You can go back to the old days.
We can call it go back to the old days and drop it and say you either come to this or you read the minutes. Leaving the audio, it's quasi like the watching by YouTube. You're hearing it, but you can't participate.
You're going to get it. Now, so the other part of this was today, there was a presentation. I know you weren't expecting it, but you got a presentation. Had your camera been on, whoever was on would have been able to see the presentation, perhaps. So I think that the position of the camera shouldn't be what is the issue. The issue is, what kind of public participation do you want? Do you want someone to be able to listen to the meeting simultaneously and be able to call in a question? Like, could Diane have asked to speak? Mm-hmm. Put her audio on. I don't know if audio only meant it was just you can hear, but you can't participate.
It meant what you could listen to it because we're recording it that way, but you don't speak. The same way the chancellor said, if you're watching YouTube, you can't speak.
But your ad on your website did not say if you need to participate, if you want to ask a question, you need to be in person.
So it should, we should make that clear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to have simultaneous audio,
right,
you know, that you can't, that you're just listening. And I'm not sure how valuable that is anyway.
The other option is we only use the Zoom if one of us is absent, and we use it for like remote participation, which we're allowed to as long as we have a forum in person. And then the boards and committees continue to use it for people to be able to attend as needed. So, and we go back the way it was, and Judy has her tape recorder and
we do that. Honestly, I think that this is better means for an audio recording.
Like it sounds better than this.
Yeah.
Okay.
If there were no other objections to it, but
we just make it clear, if you want to speak, you have to come in person. You may not see the visuals.
Whether it's here or at the Chancellor Center, just council meetings in general, be present to participate.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the camera location, I do think that the Zoom is at this point in time is really is best for some like the heart of the planning commission to be able to have this hybrid format for the applicants as well, mm-hmm. and members and whatever. I mean, sometimes a member gets sick with flu and they can still like participate in Zoom.
I didn't.
I was asleep.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the camera being placed there does work well
for the table.
Committee at the table.
I think that for the purposes of informing the public for what's going to happen in 2023, stating, you know, if you want to participate, you have to be there in person. But I think in general, next year, we should have a discussion about the technology set up in this room because it's very outdated and it's not helpful. Like having a larger wall mounted screen would help hard meetings.
I wanted that
in so many ways.
Yeah, we were like,
where do you have to work? Does that need to be there?
It is.
But it's not
sleep.
Yeah.
I think everybody can think on it and think of all the parameters and if our audience members think of anything too that we need to consider. And if we want to take that down and put up a big screen.
Bigger than that.
All right, or any other illustration.
It's just this room really even for hybrid meetings, this room. Our technology setup is not adequate.
Yeah, and there were some expensive things that we could have done with that we decided not to at that point during COVID when we set this up. So,
like at a hard meeting, no one's looking at the application together. Everyone's like on their own like little computer if they have a computer mm-hmm. with them, and so it'd be helpful to have it up on the screen. You could point to stuff, and everyone would be on the same page.
Ooh, okay.
As opposed to everyone being like,
need a technology wish list, and then we need to inspect like how much it'll be and make a decision.
Yeah,
so, okay.
I mean, I don't think it'll be that expensive, but I think the benefits. So.
Okay, and then for now, for the schedule going forward, you can listen, but you know there's no visual, and if you want to participate, you have to come to the counseling.
So you really have two issues. One is what we would do here, and secondly, what would we do at the Chancellor Center? Right?
There we have YouTube. We're good.
No, we're not really good.
Oh,
we're just saying.
Italy.
Yeah,
and
that is a problem.
Here's the problem. No.
So that inconsistent call in tech has been an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to watch it, you know.
Yeah, but my question is, because it wasn't just Italy, because you had trouble too. Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, we figured it out. We the Chancellor Center had given us a wrong code. Amy and I, we troubleshot that. We got through. For Mary Ellen, it was a country code.
Right, now we're trying to So, but in situations like that, if that ever were to happen again, but there's a reason why we can't do we've communicated fine in the executive session mm-hmm. on FaceTime. If the FaceTime was at a microphone,
if there was a way,
the phone was at the microphone.
So that's something maybe we can explore and ask them for some time to go in and set it up, see what the school board has done for their meetings.
Yeah, just.
Mm-hmm. We want to maximize.
I think Emily called you during, because I went through this with the Chancellor Center. Emily called you during executive session.
And it was not.
You were calling in.
Right.
And you need to have a country code.
Right. And we did get it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the point is that's not going to work. You know what I mean? I guess it didn't even work once we had the country code. We don't have to keep on talking about it. But anyhow, so my question is there, you know, can we go FaceTime in the future if that ever, you know, when I go traveling again?
The basic philosophy.
You can hear the audience.
Yeah, you can hear the audience.
As long as you
can also hear the microphone.
If they came to the microphone, right? And the phone was at the microphone, then it would, what? I think we should have a plan B if it ever happens again.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Okay.
The goal should be to maximize participation. And we just have a challenge of different venues that we have to address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have actually, with not maximizing participation here, because we maximizing having a chair and people having enough room and facing the audience. So we're doing that. And that's why we're going back a little bit more how things used to be, which is you had to come if you wanted to. And used to be just came if you wanted to hear this at all. You could read the minutes or you should show up. And then, you know, now we have the audio.
Well, there's new technologies. And so I think we want to maximize participation to the best we can. And that should be the goal. Let's look forward. End of story. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. All right, thanks everyone. All right, so on agenda for December 13th, we have the adoption of the 2023 budget real estate tax salaries and other compensation ordinances. So everybody will receive that, and those are consistent with everything that we discussed when we voted to advertise the budget.
I have a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
On the salary ordinance 790, under recording secretary, the boards, commissions, whatever, that have a paid recording secretary, mm-hmm. Joint Historic Commission is missing.
So we should put that in there, yeah. Thank you for picking up on that.
So they don't get paid by your budget, they get paid by their checking account.
Yeah. Well, that's joint. Just the borough.
The borough and township's donation takes the secretary.
Just their donation.
Okay. So it doesn't go away.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
And then another question is, we do pay a harm preservation consultant.
Yes.
Should she be part of the salary ordinance?
It's not a salary though. She's we paid her for a service. So, where is she?
Yeah, it doesn't go in there, but it goes somewhere in the budget.
She's
in the budget.
She's in the line item.
I mean, she's budget, but I don't. Yeah.
These are salaries.
Yeah.
But your question is, why is she? I don't know why. Who is contracted? We have an agreement with her. Why is she not on here?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes.
Well, we'll find that out.
3 days,
Nate. Right. And let you know, we'll let everybody know the answer to that question. Why is she not on it?
Okay. And then on the tax ordinance, this may just me be not knowing what it is, but that first paragraph, it is hereby ordained. The last part, levied in the borough for the calendar year 2022 as follows. Should that say 2023?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Yeah, it's 2023.
Oh, one more for the salary.
Oh, yeah.
It has Sean or listed as corporal still.
That's new as of since this was made. So yeah.
And I don't know, but I don't know if his salary changed based
on that. It's now following the
so okay. That needs to be updated.
Yes.
That's it.
Thank you.
People works well.
All right, do you have any other comments on that?
Okay, hiring of a new public works contract.
That was 790, but we have 789 also.
It precedes it.
I know, but are they together?
Two separate ordinances.
I know, but did we talk about this 789?
Yeah, they're all part of that. So 789 is the tax rate. So
no changes to that. I just want to make sure we don't have to make any changes.
Yeah, no. That just said 2023. It's
fixed. Oh, okay.
That's,
so that's
in the text.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That's all.
All right. Thanks. Oh, okay.
Did you want to talk about the schedule that was next?
Yeah, the fee schedule. So
a separate bullet point.
Yeah. The fee schedule, the only changes from the prior year, other than some editorial textual changes, adding a comma, fixing some words that are only structural and not significant, are the updated rates for RBE and CKS, and also the rates for Barry Isaac. And those are the only changes. Everything else is the same in the fee schedule. Does anybody have any? I did not print out the entire fee schedule because it's 25 pages. So, but does anybody have any comments or?
Why don't you just send it to us tomorrow?
Everybody has it.
It's the next meeting.
The updated one has the red ones. The changes.
Okay. Preservation consultant, so she emailed it like right before.
Okay.
She's in the fee schedule.
But I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'll find out. No. Okay. Does anybody have any fee schedule questions or comments? All right, we ready to go on to the new Ron?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
New public works contract.
I remember reading this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Scott McElwain was the only bidder who showed up at noon last Thursday, which was our deadline. We received no other bids. We had two other people who were interested and had some conversations and looked into it. One missed the deadline, and then the other one determined ultimately it would not work out due to not having the proper enough staff during the winter time. So McElwain does trees, lawns, general maintenance, yard care. They are, you know, with Radnor and, well, there are three references are Radnor Township, Doylestown Township, and Holy Redeemer Hospital. So it's on my list to call those references and check with them. But, you know, tomorrow or Friday, just to be sure. But they seem well qualified and they're able to do the light maintenance for us in addition to the yard care. And his overall hourly rate is $65 an hour. Ron was 60, so it's not a huge increase. Mowers are 75, hand labor is 50, and if we need a full dump truck, that's $100 an hour. That doesn't include the truck with the trailer that hauls equipment, but if we need a dump truck. So, and they met all the other requirements and will be dropping off tomorrow in the office the check for the, a certified check for the bid, which they then get back once they sign the agreement. So if we like to go with the McElwain tree and lawn care.
Before then, you change the name, the documents have two different names. One has an ink and the other one is just an individual. So I'd like a clarification if we're dealing with a corporation in good standing or we're dealing with an individual.
Oh, it's a company. It's the name of the
representative. I know, but there's no ink on the end of the name of the bidder. And I just want to know if it's a ministerial error or if there's an issue. Because
I think the corporation down below it says. So I guess what she wants to know is what type of corporation.
Well, I think council can just verify in the state registry whether they're a corporation and do in good standing.
Certainly can.
Okay, you'll do that.
Yeah, he can do that online.
Okay.
Sure. But that just clarifies who we're signing with.
Sure.
A person versus a company. That's in the correct corporate.
Right. Okay.
So Ron, obviously, I mean, unless I'm just totally out of the loop, he didn't trim our trees.
No, they do this, but we don't have, we're not contracting with them to do that.
Okay, because all of their references, that's all they do for those references, is tree pruning and removal throughout the township. That's what it says, making concrete. So if that's their main focus, I'm not sure that they're necessarily what we need, because we already have someone who trimmed our trees.
Right.
We need someone, I mean, it just doesn't seem like they're a good fit. I mean, I know they're our only option, but... That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, they mow grass, they mulch, they maintain shrubbery.
Well, when you call the references, you could ask what the scope of work is,
mm-hmm.
to see if they do any of those other things. I know them as a tree company as well. I know the signs, I know the trucks, mm-hmm. but I don't know if you mowing, you know, sort of.
Right, because my question would be, why did you list those for the references? Maybe because they're townships and not like a large residential property or a apartment complex or something like that. Right. So they were going for the municipality. But I'd rather talk to somebody that they do the yard care for.
Their website says they've done work for Newtown Township.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I don't know why they're not a reference, but.
They may not be doing it now. Yeah. But we can certainly ask them.
Oh, well, this is supposed to be current references?
It could be. We said within the last, I have to go back and look at it, like within the last
3 years. Yeah.
So I don't know how long ago they did the township.
It doesn't.
Or if that was a smaller. So in talking to him, they do provide everything we need, and they can meet the list of what, you know, we made it really clear in our bid specs what we need. And according to Scott McElvain, who came, they can do all of that.
Joe?
Scott Kane. Joe is his son.
Okay.
Joe's the dad. I'm sorry. So it's Jack. It's Joe's McElvain's business, but Scott Kane is the representative.
So is Scott going to be the point person? I mean, and is there going to be like one main person and they then delegate to people that are trying to ask people that are going to do this for that? Like, I am kind of curious, you know.
They have employees. Yeah.
Yeah.
So asking who will be pointing.
Not going to be like what you're used to anymore.
But I'm also just wondering, like, how.
Well, he be the point person.
Yeah.
They're
going to
be
self-destructive. Yeah. Like, do we have to tell them to do the trash, or are they going to know to do it? Do we have to tell them to do whatever? Are they going to know?
It's on the list. Like,
but whoever's here is, how does that get implemented?
Yes, and the schedule's in the bid, like it says the days. The only thing is they have the flexibility of Saturday versus Sunday.
Okay.
And I explained that we usually do Saturday, but you can do Sunday if there's a special event on Saturday or, you know.
Okay.
And he was good with all that.
Okay.
Tara, is there it's a one-year contract?
Yeah, and then we have the option to then just sign to continue it, but we don't have to make a whole new contract.
Is there a performance review somewhere in the contract, like 6 months performance review to make
there's
sure?
There's no data performance review, but it's very clear what it's supposed to do.
It's a breach of contract. They're not performing.
All that's written out. So if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then we have a process. So we want to find out, we'll check with references, but in terms of references for the lawn and yard.
Yeah, maybe, I mean, Ron had volunteered to have Ron speak to them to kind of get a feel and let them know what the real responsibilities are.
To give them a tour and talk to them. And he's been, I think everybody knows at this point, writing things down in a notebook. So all these little details, things that were too detail-oriented for the specs.
Yeah, and he can have that conversation and come back to us and either say, yeah, I think they're good, or he has concerns.
Yeah, they also do like a lot of like large residential properties where they maintain the whole thing, and they mow and they plant perennials or annuals, and they maintain the shrubbery and they do the mulching and they do all that kind of stuff.
The unique part of this situation is we have to pick up the trash.
Yeah.
Which we don't have a maintenance department. We don't have a full-time employee, mm-hmm. so we contracted. That's where the public is going to see the most impact of, are we picking up the trash or are we picking up the trash? Mm-hmm. And we won't know how the performance goes till we get in the shop. So even if he's never done it before, we have faced a situation before where we only have one bidder. We're going to give the guy a shot, and hopefully it's all going to work
out. They've never done lawn care or shrubbery care.
That would be different.
Mulching, that would be different. That's
the easy part of this deal, because how often do you mow? How do you pick up the tree? All that sort of stuff. That's the easy part. It's the picking up the trash on our principal street, which is our public face. And that's what I'm concerned with. And if he's never done it, we're going to give him a shot.
And for me, one of the things I brought up when we were looking at the bid spec, the handyman aspect of what Ron does, everything that he does with the rec board, mm-hmm. lowering the flag to half mast, all that stuff, it may be that we need to look elsewhere for a part-time handyman.
They do have somebody who does handyman work, and they do have somebody who does like mechanical things and like light repairs. So when we talked about that extra stuff, and I mentioned some of those types of things and gave a long list of examples to give an idea of the range of it. And they do have employees who do that sort of thing. However, it is possible we may find that there's some niche spot that's something that Ron did that they can't do.
Well, I'm just like if we decide, like with Sue, we wanted to lower the flag to half staff, Ron did it in the next hour.
Yeah.
In a case like this with a company in Beasterville, Judy might call them and they might not be able to come out for 2 days.
I'll tell you,
They might not have who we would want out right away. They might have the trash pickup guy. He said they're about 18 minutes away, so it's not that far for them to come here if we need them. Because I did ask about that kind of responsiveness. But it is different than like one person who knows everything being here every day.
Do they charge for gas? Do they charge mileage?
No.
Okay.
But it'll be incorporated in there somewhere because...
In or out, right?
I just like to know how they handle things that have to be done with more regularity than what they have on their reference there with the tree pruning, because that's not something you're doing multiple times per week like you do it.
Right. So when you're saying handle things, tell me about a little more. Because I want to write it down.
I can't walk around town without running into Ron. So he's kind of always here. So I would just want to know that that they would be able to not be a phone call away, but be regulars maintaining things here, not just swoop in when there's a need, but preemptively build things because they're so aware of what's happening. And
so regularly around for like observant and that type of observe potential problems, like.
Yeah, like we shouldn't have to call them if there's a problem somewhere.
Well,
that should be here enough to
know. Where we're going to find that, right? If you're paying someone an hourly rate, Ron was here because Ron kind of lived here in the community.
Yes.
You're not going to have someone that's going to be hanging out talking to Judy at $65 an hour, and then if you need him, he's going to go do it, right? Like, Ron was here, and then he charges when he worked. I don't know if we'll ever find that again.
But he would do things, for example, noticing on the swing set the thing was a little bit loose, and then like at a time we could switch out the whatever you call that hinge thing.
I know what you're saying, I just don't know where we're going to find that.
Ron had First National Bank as a client.
Yeah, and he had the guest, he was here.
He had multiple clients here, which made him available.
That's true. He'd also be
and that but, really worked out for everybody. I'm not sure what your other organization is going to do.
Bob, hold on,
because Amy
was in the middle of talking. So
my concern would be the delay of game. So does somebody here need to be eyes on the ground all the time to then let them know to come to do certain things? Or is there going to be just a general sense of observation that,
I think we can
ask there's going to be another step in between them running to do things, or if they are going to be able to assess and
let us know of a need or, oh, hey, yes, we noticed that the something is clogged up or there's a problem with the whatever, the fountain. And I know we won't be having one person. There'll be like a couple people come out to mow the grass and trim the hedges or whatever. And, you know, a truck will come by and they'll have a couple people perhaps say to pick up the trash. They'll do it faster. But if we have consistent people, and I would think he would want that because they get to know it. But I think that's something we can ask and say that that kind of get to know the properties, get to know, you know, the your people you'll see and be aware of any issues that may have come up. So is that it?
It certainly would take time. Mm-hmm. Situation. That's not an instant thing. But just to make sure we don't just build in another step in between things happening. Like,
there
isn't going to be a council member assigned to babysitting.
Well, or just like to report there's a need for like whatever a trash can be.
Right. I noticed that the bottom of this trash can is a little rusty. Yeah, we're going to want you to fix it like that.
Or even, I mean, I know in the past, someone could be on the swings at Linton and say something's loose. Mm-hmm. Called borough, we know, right?
Right.
It's the same thing. Maybe if it's a process where we at least keep track of what needs to be done and they commit to coming weekly to look into that, then we at least know it'll be done in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. I don't think something will be fixed in that day unless it's a year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth it to send someone over here.
And it is the property maintenance element, and light repairs are written into the specs. And but the key is not just light repairs because we noticed it, we told you, but if you see something, that's important for him to convey to the people if we approve it. Are there any other thoughts on this?
Do we vote on it next week?
We vote on it next week, okay. So if there's any other questions or thoughts or things you want to send to him. And it's true, the website's a little like light, but they do a lot. So perhaps something from him describing, like, here's our lawn services and assuring everybody that they said they can do it. So it's in there.
John Greg here too.
But perhaps some like clarification on that to make sure everybody feels will be helpful. All right. And then before we move to the comprehensive plan, there's one other piece which I sent everybody an email about. And that was the email that Pat received from PMIS. Which does the pension funds for our employees. And everybody read the email from PMRS. They were very apologetic, assured that this is how they're not going to do it again, but they neglected to have something in the form that they provide that Pat then uses to come up with the MMO. So there's a $685 increase and we need to vote to approve it. So if everybody's good with that, we can do that next week. Then we have to approve it and need it by the 15th.
It's a ministerial adjustment.
There you go. Good description.
Without an impact.
Okay. All right. And then the comprehensive plan adoption.
Just that, in, you know, a little cluster there. Sorry. It's ready to go. Planning Commission is already, but there were some basic changes that we're supposed to get. Did Tiana send it to you yet? Did we get it yet? I don't think we got it from the other day. She was going to send an updated one. She said before the meeting. So yes, with some more, some typographical and some other historical issues that people had submitted that they thought were incorrect, but she's supposed to get that to us before the meeting.
Okay, good. So I want to confirm like what I have, that these are things that are in there. So one is the corrections from Warren Dallas,
right?
Because what he and Glenn submitted, I think there were some things where Deanna had changed things structurally to make it like sound better, but some stuff didn't get changed.
Okay.
So the thing that they submitted with this one with all the blue and the red, I'd like to make sure that we get what they say the way they say it, because that'll be the most
exact. Until we get the report from Deanna. When we get it from Deanna, we can check it to
check make sure it's all down. Right. Okay. And then the other thing is,
they said they were updating all the input that they received.
Terrific. So the input from Warren Waldorf, who's mm-hmm. here, some of those are, they're true. Those are like little like spelling corrections and mm-hmm. whatever. And then I didn't know what, they're more of a discussion item, if what the Planning Commission thought or what you think or council thinks. Number two calls for defining acronyms. So do you know if that was something?
They didn't discuss it. They said they were addressing the issues that were submitted.
Oh, okay. And the chapter 545 about PMHC historical markers, that had already been done. Like that seems taken care of. The other sort of corrections all need to be done. So that's probably in, if she has Warren's thing, then that's probably already done. Then the other discussion item that I don't know if the Planning Commission talked about, but it's number 10, because that's more of an opinion thing than a fact or spelling thing. But I think Warren has a point, because what happened was they dropped the other two business ones. They weren't there at all. So then, and I think you were CC'd on the thing I sent mm-hmm. to Mark saying, well, we need to make sure we include these. I thought they were going to get their own boxes. And then he talked to me on the phone, like when we're talking about something else, apparently, and mentioned that like it'll go together, but I hadn't seen it. But the way it's written, it sounds like BPS is the big one, and then the other ones are like add-ons. But the BPS district is four buildings on, or four properties on Washington, and the other ones are like big districts, and so it makes it look like they dominate. Like that's the big one, and they're like these subcategories. So my personal thought would be that to adjust how it is to make it more like reflect what they are, not to be confusing for future people over the next decade, basically.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else took a look at that. And I'm happy to show you if you know what theory I'm talking about.
I do. Yes. Yeah. And okay. I can find out. I'll talk to Mark and Deanna.
Yeah. Okay. Terrific. Thank you.
This is so basic, it's probably already changed, but the last draft I saw still had Sue listed as president, you listed as vice president, so I don't know.
I know that they
updated,
were,
but
they were updated.
And they're adding Courtney too, right?
Yeah.
And we're leaving, Sue's still going to be on.
So on, of course, yes. Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Warren had a question.
Well, it's just a comment. Since I authored some of these changes, and I was aware of the B1, B2, B3 issue from last December. Rather than translating what my intent was, I mean, you were pretty close, but this is the last attempt. So if you want to call me, if Mark wants to call me, I've got no problem with it.
Okay.
If there is a problem with it, then the intent may not get to the document.
Right. Let's make sure the right thing gets there. Yeah. Right. I'll tell. Sure.
And from what you initially submitted, like in February, that was when I wrote out the, hey, we left these two out, and then you have these descriptors about the train and the SEPTA and the, I forget the other property that you described here, and they were under BPS, and BPS is the thing in Washington. I was like, these whole things, they don't match, they belong with the ones that were left out completely. So that's kind of what I
just know exactly what I'm talking about. I had one understanding at one point, and at that point, I said, put these other districts in, you have a box for everything else.
Yeah.
But I certainly understand why the County Planning Commission didn't do that. It would have been probably more cost. However, when I saw it again, I confused myself. And then when I read it again, I said, this isn't what I said the second time. So I said, there are problems here.
So we could either make more boxes and give each business district its own box, or make one box, but make it clear which one is what, which one has what features. And maybe BPS really is so minor. I think Deanna or somebody there got confused over which was what, because of the fact that they had a box for BPS. I think they thought that was all business professional districts, but that's literally just that one four properties on Washington or by the gas station. So whereas we these other like large, two other very large business districts that weren't mentioned at all. So I think there's their
the BPS district as the northern district where these uses are.
Yes,
anything from this exercise is the difference between a district and a use.
I don't feel comfortable that they've got that yet, which is why they made the change I did.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have one thing, and it's something I mentioned a couple times, but it's never been addressed. And it's in the introduction, page 9, going into page 10, resident survey. It says the resident survey helped to provide a clear direction in the development of the plan principles in November of 2020. An online resident survey was announced on the borough website, the public access channel, and links were provided via social media. The results of this survey can be found on the borough's website at, and it gives a URL. Well, they aren't there. It's saying the results of the study are at this URL, and the only comp plan study results are from 2010. The 2020 survey results are not on the website where it is linked.
So we need a new link, or we need to change the link,
or they need to be added to the website.
Right, and they were on the website at one point. So does it say postcard? We also sent out postcard.
No.
So we should include that, because 10 years from now they'll be saying, what should we do? And then they'll say, oh yeah, they sent out postcards 10 years ago, so we should do postcards too. So to make the link work.
I mean, it's as easy as adding them to that page on the website.
Right.
.com/plans-studies. That's the URL.
Right.
So that you're saying the survey results
from 2020. The only comp plan survey results on there now are from 2010.
Okay. Yeah.
So both things would have to change. It would have to be on the website, and a different URL would have to be in the document.
Yeah, right. No. We just keep it to this URL and just add them here.
We just put the document in after this.
No, it goes
put the right document in.
Okay. Yeah, we just got to add the document to the URL.
So the URL is correct in the plan.
Yeah.
We just have to add the right document to the.
Okay, so Deanna doesn't have to do anything. That's
up to Deanna.
Okay.
Okay. It's all my list.
Actually, yeah.
Can we do that? Or do we need
it? It just needs the results from the
survey results. But there.
So where did they go?
But I might have. I'll find.
And you'll let me know, Judy.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And if you're in trouble, find it. Deanna might be able to send her.
Yeah.
She might be able to find more.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll just let me know.
All right.
Okay. Does anybody else have any input or comment? Right. And then, so she'll get us, soon she'll get us, will we be able to see it before Tuesday, you think?
I'll email her tomorrow or call her tomorrow and talk to her about these things and ask her when we're going to get it.
All right, great, thanks.
There are some survey results on ShareFile.
There are?
There's residents, okay. Summary of survey results.
Oh, good.
I'm assuming that's the 2 months.
Okay.
I mean, there's, you know, as an editor, there's inconsistency things that I sent in that they're, like, they say population characteristics are in table 3, but the table is called demographic characteristics, you know, things like that. And I've sent them in a couple times and they've been ignored, so that's fine. But
I can tell Deanna that that counselors are concerned with corrections that were made previously and have not been updated, right?
Yeah, I mean, what I sent in was, like, from an editor standpoint, and it was like,
well, I agree with that.
500 comments about missing commas, you know, like that kind of stuff. But
yeah, and that's finding that balance between AP English good versus not embarrassing ourselves. And and yes, because there are times where there's too many commas and it's just wrong. That's a wrong, correct clause, but I'm not going to die on that hill.
Yeah.
But but then you have, so I don't know what you want to do.
Anybody who has anything that they feel really strongly about should email me.
Yeah,
and I'll put it together and get it to Deanna. So let's put it that way. Because
okay.
I'm not, you know, so if you feel super strong about it, send it to me. How's that?
Outside what we talked about here. Right.
I just assume that it went to Bucks County Planning Commission and they decided not to take my suggestions, which is fine because I sent the same things in multiple times.
Okay.
And it's random things like that. Like,
or is it the ads they call it around to it?
Characteristics with the tables labeled demographic, you know, things like that, which aren't, you know, again, a hill to die on. So
On the other hand, I experienced the same thing several years ago, trying to get them to rewrite the sections about the common and other things that the EAC had requested, and it took several times. I think there's a communication issue with the Bucks County Planning Commission, and they're writing it by committee. There are several authors. They're not, it's not Deanna.
Right.
And there'll be this Jeremy person who wrote that chapter and somebody else wrote another chapter, and you could send your stuff in and it would never get anywhere. I think the point is this is a document that the borough's worked on for a long time and spent a lot of money on, and it's an historical document. So there should be pride in it. And I agree with you, Emily. I would keep sending these things and say, look, why don't you read it and fix it? I mean, there's some really stupid things and stuff that weren't sent in before. It's like, you change the footer on the even number pages, but not the odd number pages. I mean, there's no, and considering that in, let's say, 30 years from now, someone's going back and writing a history of Newtown, they're going to read that comp plan to know what was going on in the 2020s. So I think that it's an intelligent enough community, smart enough, it should look good. I mean, there's going to be an occasional boo-boo. There's going to be an occasional misplaced comma or semicolon or miscapitalized or something. But if we want the community to make it a really fine document, I think we should do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. As an administrative person that gets your request for edits, I would never not incorporate that.
Here's my question. I don't know the answer to. So if we don't approve it next week, what happens? It goes back again?
Well, unless we say we're going to put it on the agenda in January because we recognize it may not be enough time, but we would like you to make these structural changes and we'll give you a little more time to do it. And then we have time to get it in, and we say, yes, everything that we asked for is there. Your clauses are correct. Your things match your blocks and your match whatever. And it's all good. And we're really happy. And it's beautifully done. And we're going to put our names on it, all our names on it, everybody's name on it, and have it for the next 50 years or 100 years. So I like the idea of it having done in 22 because we started so long ago. But if it takes signing it in 2023, then it's better. It's probably better for the long term.
We can put it off, is my question.
Yeah, and if we put it off, it doesn't have to go back where the Planning Commission discusses. I mean, unless they want to. I'm not saying they don't.
They're fine with it.
So. Yeah, especially a lot of things that Emily, you're talking about. They're not vision changes. They're making it a good document changes. Yeah. And if you've gone through, like, as you described, Julia, having different committees, and this person does this section, this one does this section, and the corrections don't make it back to the original person, and somebody sends somebody a list of stuff, and then never, like, gets taken care of, goes into the void.
Well, the problem looks like Planning Commission if they're not communicating the information.
Right. I would agree. Right. Yeah. And I would have liked to have seen from them from the beginning when we submitted, once we started submitting those comments, then saying comment 1, 2, 3 accepted, comment 4. Mm-hmm. We appreciate this, but the reason it is this way is because this text reflects what's in the state code. So no, comment 5. Yeah. Yes. Comment 6, please see our new thing. And we never.
And went to an abyss.
Yes.
You never hear anything.
Yeah. And sometimes you're like, it's coming back. And you're like, oh, great. And then sometimes, like, the Fire Association submitted theirs, and then it went back. It got rewritten. And some of it, like, their changes were taken and others were not for no apparent reason. But the Planning Commission said, accept what they wrote. We're good with it.
Yeah.
And they approved it. Yet somehow it didn't make it into the document.
Can you talk live to your contact there?
I have never, but I'll call Mark tomorrow, and then I'll call. See what
And I would just explain to them, listen, mm-hmm. we've done this several times. Huh? It was done years ago. We mm-hmm. need this fixed. How do we approach it? Is it everyone that does touch each chapter? You copy all of them? Or maybe it has got to be getting lost somewhere.
It's gotten lost in the shop.
Someone else is taking over the project and they're handing it off and they're not taking the stuff.
Sharing the information.
Like another example of something I've said in a couple of times was when the proper noun of the document Some it's different in multiple places. Sometimes it's Newtown Borough Comprehensive Plan update. Sometimes it's Newtown Borough Comprehensive Plan. Sometimes there's a year attached to it, but they're always treating it as a proper noun. So it's, you know, things like that.
Probably a different writer.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, that's exactly.
Well, that's what he was just saying. There
it's
be a
one point that, and I hate to say this, that this plan, like a lot of the other plans, if not all of the plans that the county planning commission have assembled, Morrisville, the ones I know, they have authors per chapter, they have chapter templates, and you can read it and you can kind of tell. Emily's found this, we found this, is that if you are scratching your head trying to figure out why is it like this, once you realize there are different people doing different chapters, for years, basically it's the same chapter.
That makes my head explode.
Yeah. Now, one thing I do remember, my meeting this occurred, but it occurred last year with the previous council, that the county representatives basically turned their product over to the borough, which is fine, to proofread, correct, make any changes they felt necessary, and submit it. Well, I would think the borough's been doing that for a year, if not longer.
Several times.
The borough's done its share. I mean, I'm thrilled that Emily did what she did. I gave up on what she's doing a long time. Looking at things like spelling errors, big obvious spelling errors, knowing I missed a bunch. I didn't even touch periods and commas, unless it gave me a different impression about what I thought they were trying to say.
Right.
But it's all there, and I don't really know what the solution is, other than they have, and they ought to have somebody like Emily on their staff.
Yeah. The final person, as you said, look at since the editor sits down with the entire thing and says, we are proud of it. The Bucks County Planning Commission is proud of it.
Yeah.
I think they are. That's the problem.
Well, yeah. And then maybe they just have planners and they don't have like writers. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, writers are writing paragraphs.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, no, there's many different skills though.
Mary Ellen, maybe that's the way to approach it. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, is there someone that you have that can read the entire document for consistency?
Right. Right, I can certainly ask.
Right, and that stays in the
negative.
And like small, like structural edits. Like if they see, oh, this is a weird clause, or oh, this doesn't match, or these two words.
I'm just happy if it's called the same thing throughout the entire time. I mean, that's where we are at this point.
But it's true. We do want to be proud of it, and it's true. If we're going to have it. You know,
I feel like
as long as Newtown Borough exists,
that's the easiest way to present it. Everything we've said to them, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let us know if there's anything that we can do, like to help, because that's a lot. You're saying to take and assemble it and send it off. So
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your appointment?
Okay, and then we also have Mary Ellen in her next hat for personnel.
Yeah,
there you go, exactly. So we do have some vacancies as of January 1, and we have applicants seeking reappointment to be voted next week. So HARB is Mike Hutchinson, Human Relations Commission, Mary Gonzalez, Newtown Bucks Joint Municipal Authority, Chris Gusty, Planning Commission, Mark Craig and Heather Lewis, Shade Tree, Ted Schmidt, and Zoning Hearing Board, Glenn Beasley.
So I took out
second. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I printed them.
He
is the AC.
Wants the AC. And I don't know, Mike, do you mind talking to Craig Smith? Did you guys make a final?
I think we have a call scheduled for either the next day or so or early next week. But at the end of the day, I think the advice we've given you controls, and that's. So he can't serve on both.
Can't serve on both.
Yeah, no, we're going by your advice, yeah. But then you two can duke it out.
Yeah, well, it won't be much of a duke out because I kind of control my. But I will. Yeah. I will have that.
Yeah. Well, it's good for him to have that clarification for
yep.
The piece that he's missing and he's not understanding. So
yep.
Thank you. Okay.
Are these up for next week?
Yep.
Okay.
And we appreciate all our volunteers who are.
And we there are still some vacancies, but I don't know them off the top of my head. No, I know there's one.
They'll be on next week's council meeting agenda. So after you guys all vote on these,
there will be another resignation from the rec board forthcoming.
So that'll be another open spot then.
That's not just a, someone not seeking reappointment.
No, it's someone leaving early, their term early.
On that board, four.
That's a lot going into the spring.
Yeah. Well, I will say I had a conversation with the co-chairs, Mary Ellen, and they are actively trying to recruit. And they just wanted to make sure their concern is getting people who are on rec board and aren't active, because they're a very active group. And so they just want to make sure that I pass them along any applications so they can maybe talk to them.
Chat with them first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
make sure. Well, I saw the thing about Caroline. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm just about to
announce that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let me just let me get it.
Okay. All right. I'll actually get it.
Okay, the Rec Board is sponsoring a Caroling Through the Borough evening on Tuesday, December 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Please meet at the Santa House by 6 p.m. at 16 South State Street. Songbooks will be provided. The event will conclude at the Firehouse. Bring your voice, a candle, and holiday cheer.
Love it. Where are you starting at?
Santa House.
Santa House.
Great idea.
December 20th, Tuesday.
No,
Any voice.
So will we get that on the website tomorrow?
You can put it on the website. Yeah. It's on the Rec Board's website. It's on their Instagram. It's on their Facebook.
It's not on Facebook.
The calendar.
Yeah, we'll get it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. And the mayor's hat.
Who's liaison to the businesses? Is that the mayor?
The mayor will not be there, unfortunately.
No, but can we tell the business association that this is happening?
Newtown Business Association? Yeah, I can tell the Newtown Experience.
Newtown Experience, yes.
Yeah. Just so we get the word out.
Yeah.
I saw it today.
To the right channel.
Yeah, they're on. They post on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I think they're
already
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
And the off-key group will be over here.
I have one announcement. So last winter, after Mary Ellen joined us, you expressed interest in the Fire Services Committee, but realized with everything coming on and adjusting council and all the other liaisonships that it was a lot. But we have sadly, have a vacancy because we no longer have Sue. So I reached out to you again, and we're very glad that Mary Ellen is offered to be on the Fire Services Committee.
Do I get a hat?
Yeah.
I have so many hats. You have no idea.
I have a couple announcements. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah.
We had a inquiry prior to the election from the director of the Friends Home about when or how could they get the residents of that facility to go to the voting area on Congress instead of going all the way around to the firehouse, because none of those people have automobiles, or most of them don't, and they're ambulatory and things like that. So the question is, when do we start the redistricting process based upon the survey? And I don't know if council.
What survey?
The census.
The census survey.
So.
Yeah, I reached out to the county board of elections after we got the census data, and they're like, "Oh, we don't have all the stuff to do that yet, and it'll be in next year." Because I had asked over a year ago, probably 14 months ago. So that was something that was out there, and I don't know if Sue talked to them or not, but it's on my queue of things to follow up with, to talk to them and say, hey, we need this, because in the Pennsylvania Borough Code, we are required to have a redistricting assessment after a 10-year census is done. So it's not just because we feel like it, but we're supposed to. And I wanted to make sure the code actually says do it the year it comes out. So I'm like, all right, it came out. It's been announced. Here's the numbers. We know our population. And we need to follow the rules and get this done before the end of 2021 and 2021, because that's when it came out. And then they, as we know, everything was slow. And just whether people, staffing, numbers, COVID, who knows what. And usually you get all your data a lot faster. But the Board of Elections has to have something specific. So it's not just us like pulling numbers off the census website and doing the math. We need specific things from the County Board of Elections. So that's on my list.
Because we have a primary in Maine, and that primary affects our elections.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that Ward 1 and Ward 2 are appropriately designed for balance or better, all the other reasons.
But I can tell you what, probably, if anything, Ward 2 is going to get bigger because there's more population growth down there. The only real increases here, other than a couple mini subdivisions, is the Buckman Place. And whereas you've got like a lot more that's happened since the last time it was redistricted in Ward 2. So the chances of the friend's home getting to go to the sewer authority is slim. But maybe in the process, you know, maybe we can cut them out and put them in a little peninsula.
If you swing Ward 1 round to the cemetery area, make it a L shape instead of a square. There are other ways that we can bring the people to the polls in a better method. Yeah, well,
if the other polling place was over by the Green Parrot, I'd say that's an inconvenience. The firehouse and the sewer authority. I know they do shuttle.
That's why they have to drive them.
It's an easy thing to do, I'd say do that. Realistic that. I don't know how you would just carve them out and then you'd have to.
Plus, they could always do mail and ballot.
Well, that's the thing. Could we have assist them with making sure they get their mail and ballots done in the mail and time? You know what I mean? Right. If somebody wants to make sure that.
Ward 1 is going to get adjusted based on Ward 2's population.
Right, quite possibly. I do get them looking out the window going, why can't we just go there?
So, anyway, I wanted to bring that up because, but for the primary, you know, we could kick the can down the road, but because we have a primary.
Oh, we don't want to kick it down.
Yeah, but it's not like it happened before the end of government. So,
but it could affect where people vote in the election in November, even notwithstanding. So, I'm just throwing it out there because it's an issue right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. We can't raise it until we have the data.
Redistricting. Yeah. I mean, would you have
power
about?
I think we do. Michael?
But there's the information specific thing to get comes from the Board of Elections.
It's us. We have to decide where.
Yeah, it's
where the
state that we do it. You divide the
population.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there could be even, I think there was talk about as the population grows, there could be a third ward, even, right?
Oh, that makes sense. You
know?
So,
all right. Next, Bob.
Okay. parking permits. We're working on renewing our existing permit people, and everything is moving
quickly. Typically, the ones that have an issue will be coming in the first week of January.
Sure. Judy, if we could put something on our rolling webpage that the permit period is current, to get more permits out there to people to solve problems and stuff. We're on a calendar year basis. We have 200. Subscribers right now that the chief will be working with to renew, because you got to turn in your old to get your new one.
Right.
But we need to get the notice out to people that this is a something available to people to help them manage their parking issues. So if we could get something.
It was in the paper newsletter.
Yes, it was. But
I can do it and put it in the key news as well as the scrolling notes.
Yeah.
I'll do that for January.
Thank you for doing that. Next, I discovered that I had a password problem with my borough council connection. I changed the password, but I didn't tell anybody. And I talked to, was it Rick?
Rick.
Rick yesterday. And if you change your password, you got to tell them on the other side because they have to tie in from both ends. So before you change your passwords or renew them or do something, check in with Judy first and then check in with Rick. Because before I can even do that, I've got to go back to ATT to have make sure it's changed correctly in the system. And then I got to go back to Rick and tell him what the proper thing is. Otherwise, you could cut yourself off from access. Okay.
All right. So, tell us
your bad. But I just want you to alert that there's a somehow these are procedures built into these to safeguard access. But if you go to unilaterally change it, you're going to create yourself a problem. So that was.
While we're backing on.
I'm not done.
You get three
now. No, I'm interested to you. I have a card. For Ron, this is made by a local artist. She painted the front. It's Borough Hall. The back says Hometown Pride. That's what the painting is called. It's not very big, and it doesn't come with text inside it. And unfortunately, I didn't have time to compose something very thoughtful to put in here. So I've made a decorative line. Please don't write anything up here. We'll write the Dear Ron, thank you for your service, etc. It's not very big, so if anybody wants to put something more, we put a little folder thing in there or personal letters or whatever. But if everybody could sign it, I'm going to pass it around, and we can just get started while you make your next announcement. And just make sure you do it before the meeting is over so I have it ready for
Saturday. Are those available for sale, those mm-hmm. cards?
I bought it at the
Ivory House?
No. Historic event.
Market Day.
Last year. I bought a Market Day last year.
The decorative line on this page. This page.
Full. Yeah, so this page is open to writing. I'm going to write in this box something like a sentiment. And then everybody's names are all here. And like whatever other little things that you want to write, like we'll miss you or whatever. But the sentiment will have something about like thank you for your service and for. It might not be service, but like for everything you've done to make Newtown Borough such a wonderful place and your personal care and attention and the love you've given us and something like that. So
pick up the trash before you leave.
Yeah. All right. So that probably goes with speech. And I can't fit too much. It's a small card, but it just seemed appropriate.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful card.
So thanks. So back you're next. Yeah.
Okay. So at the reception that Emily and I were at, I want to make sure I get the name of Bill Hendricks. I'm so bad with that. Bill Hyman is moving.
Yes.
And I think maybe at Sunday we could give him a little shout out. Thank
you. It's already in the works.
It's already in the works.
Yeah. And not everything he is.
Okay.
Care of.
Okay. Good. But just
not,
because.
But not on Sunday.
It's kind of there. There's going to be a. You talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't want us to.
No, good. Thanks for thinking of it. Emily is liaison to EAC. Was
okay.
Like Amy.
It's covered. Okay. It's covered. Okay, we got that one.
Because there's a lot of people who contribute, it'd be very hard to keep track of not miss somebody.
But he's leaving.
But when other people. I understand, but there's a lot of people. So there's an EAC meeting on Monday. We're going to do something at the EAC.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Finally, and I heard this on the news, 2026. We're celebrating the birth of the country again, 250 years. So I'm going
to get moving.
Time to get moving. So I'm going to, if you permit me, I'll contact the Historical Association because some of the municipalities have already started.
Oh, I talked to Barry Flood. He knows.
Okay.
I mean, it was very casual.
Yeah.
But go ahead and talk to whoever.
To the extent that we're unique because we were here.
It's a big deal. We're going to have loads of fun.
Okay, so I just wanted to mention to remind everybody that happy birthday. We're going to have a big party.
I don't even know what's happening next week. Yeah.
I am done. Hooray, hooray. Before 7:15. Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Do we have any other announcements? Want to take a motion to adjourn?
So we'll Chief,
here.
Anything?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Okay. All right. All's in favor?
Aye.
Yes, we're officially over, but I want to make a general public comment that because we're in Borough Hall and it's two of you and we had this back.